Welcome, 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 welcome. It is sunny Saturday, honey. Listen, this is the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Madison, and thank you for tuning in. I do greatly appreciate it. It's August the 21st, 2021. It's 3:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it's 4:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Now, y'all know what Mama gonna say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks Mama socks and panties on, baby. Listen, I got to push it up to the ATL. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Got to push it up to the ATL. Listen, cheering. Listen, cheering. Now, y'all know. When Mama starts saying cheering, you know that's time to listen real, real, real good. Now, listen here. I got a super bad promotion this weekend and all next week. Listen. Now, look at him. Move in your laptop, your desktop, and your mobile devices, honey, because you got to hear what Mama going to bring down to you on today. Listen, Mama always give you a lesson, and I got a sure enough tough lesson on today. So, now, listen, y'all might as well sit down, ladies, sit down. Sit down, ladies. And gentlemen, please sit down, because I don't want to be responsible for anybody falling out on today. You know, because Mama got some tough lessons on today. You know, Mama always gives some lessons on every single episode, every promotion. Look at here. I got Sir Larry Dale Sewell. I hope I said the last name correctly. Sir Larry Dale. Now, listen. This man deserves a standing ovation. Do you hear what I'm saying? I feel so blessed and honored, you know, and so humbled to have such marvelous talent on this network, the Fierce Female Network. Now, listen, I'm serious. Now, don't y'all think Mama's playing game. I am serious here because, listen, this man, Sir Larry, I call him Sir Larry because I have the most respect for this man, this gentleman, because he got some serious talent. Now, listen here. Mama got all kind of talent that come across the network, all kind of celebrities, high-profile people all the time. But listen here now. Jaren, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but I got to say it. You know, us African-American people can do more than rap and hip-hop. Do you hear what I'm saying? You know, I was just thinking about this on yesterday. I was going to do this show yesterday, and I held off and did it today because I was thinking about this very subject, and Mr. Larry Dale, you know, comes across, you know, the network. I said, you know, now this is really something because my thoughts was thinking this here. And when you hear the music, you're going to understand what Mama talking about. You know, I know rap. We into rap and hip-hop and all these things, you know, but black folks can do more than rap, I would hope. You know what I'm saying? We can do more than rap and hip-hop. You know, we can be successful in different genres. And listen, Sir Larry, I know I sound real serious because I am real serious. You know, Sir Larry is a prime example of somebody doing something so magnificent. And, you know, he's an educator. You know, I got to push it up to him. You know, I got to push it up tall, respect for this gentleman, because he has really accomplished a lot. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, listen, let Mama just step back for a minute. You know, let me just step back, because y'all know how Mama is. Y'all know how Mama is. And so it's going to be some tough lessons here on today. You hear what I'm saying? I'm going to play this music. It's so magnificent. You know, it really is. It really is. And when y'all hear the music, y'all going to say the same thing. This music is friend like me. Friend like me. Yes, friend like me. And Sir Larry, I'm calling Sir Larry because I got a lot of respect for him. You know, has a lot of accolades behind his name. He really do. And you know something? When you accomplish a lot, let me tell y'all something. We'll let Mama break down the lesson after the song because it's a lovely song. I'm telling this man is blowing out some stuff out of his lungs here. Now, listen, this is Friend Like Me. Y'all.
Well, a papa had them 40 feet. Your hair is out of had a thousand tails. But not to you, it luck, cause up your sleeve, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now, some heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo, and healthy. All you gotta do is rub that lamp, and I'll say, Mr. Aladdin, sir, what do your pleasure won't. You ain't never had a friend like me. We pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the shah. Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. How about a little more baklava? There it is. Have some of column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. Now watch me dance. You got me a bona fide certified. You got the genie for your card to defend. I got a powerful urge to help you out. So what you wish, I really want to know. You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt. Well, all you got to do is rub like so. Friends do this. No, really, can they? You're welcome. Lucky contestant would like to wish for a talent of fame. Welcome to Dancing with the Skibitars. Like me. I would like to bring down the house a little bit, sing a few old classics, a couple of favorites of mine. I'll get back to you in a second. Thank you. Tale as old as time. Thank you. Thank you very much. True as it can be, barely even friends. Beauty and the look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the genie who has everything? And you'll never hear the woof crack to the blue corn moon, for whether we are white or copper skinned. I want adventure in the great white ever just the same. Can your friend do this? Can your friend do that? Can your friend do we'll be right back. Never had a friend.
Let me tell you something. Let mama tell y'all something. You know, listening to that song, I felt like an animated Ginger Rogers. You know what I'm talking about. Listen, that music and that song and that singing and the telling of it, I felt like I was Ginger Rogers, honey. You know, now, you know the song. Let me tell y'all. Let me break it down. Some of y'all, you know, may not know. You know, everybody don't know. But if you, just in case you didn't, you know, the song is from the musical Aladdin. Okay. So it's from the musical Aladdin. And I felt like, you know, listening to the song, I say, ooh, wee, I just turned into an animated Ginger Rogers. You know, because he sounds like Fred Astaire. You know, now Fred Astaire did more than dance. Fred Astaire, of course, you know, he sang and whatnot. And he was the most one of the most talented men, you know, in Hollywood. You know, but, you know, Fred Astaire is Caucasian. But what I'm saying is this young man is like the, you know, the Carmel color. No, Carmel version. You know what I'm saying? The Carmel version of Fred Astaire. Because I'm telling you, I felt like I was tiptoe dancing and singing with him, you know, all up here in the studio, honey. I'm just like, wow, I went to a whole nother century. You know what I'm saying? He is like the 21st century version of Fred Astaire. He really is. I'm telling you, this man is really talented. And, you know, it don't take much to know that. Just listen to the song. You can hear the talent. Oh, my goodness. Now, listen, let me let mama slow down. You know, my mama get excited. You know, I tend to go real fast. I'm just about almost out of time. But, honey, this promotion is going the weekend and next week, too, honey. You know, when I have stuff like this, I always throw in some good extras. You know, some good extras. So it's going to be some extras thrown in on this one. Listen, his website is www.sbodesigns.com, okay? Again, that's sbodesigns.com. Now, listen, y'all, forgive me because mama gets excited. Y'all already know that. You know what I'm saying? And listen, so this man is really hot. You know, he really hot. He has really did a lot. You know, I was going to say something about, you know, accomplishments before I started playing the music. So, you know, mama got her lessons. I got some more lessons for you, some tough lessons. Now, listen, young Kieran. Listen, young Kieran. You know, y'all, young Kieran, and I got to break down to y'all just in case, you know, your mom and your pappy probably didn't explain to you. Let mama explain to you. You know, young Kieran, sometimes they want things real quick. You know, they want success real fast, and that's why I believe a lot of people, you know, get into rap. Ain't nothing wrong with rap. You know, ain't nothing wrong with rap and hip-hop. I know you probably wonder, why in the world is she still talking about this? Because I think and I believe a lot of time young folks, you know, get into rap because they think they're going to make the dollars real fast, honey. But let me tell y'all something. There's a lot of people rapping, I say it all the time. They ain't got no talent no more than shine on them shit. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got, they step up to the microphone. And, you know, I be like, Lord, what to do with this one here? Because they can't rap. They can't carry a tune. They can't even, you know, they can't even put, you know, a rhyme together. They trying to put a rhyme together, and it sounds so crazy. And I can't call names on the network. I can't say what songs and what, I just can't do that, honey. You know, I got to have some class and grace on what I'm saying. So listen, people, you know, if you try to rap and you want to make you a little money, you at least have some talent. If you don't understand how rap go, honey, let somebody teach you before you call yourself go dropping a single, okay? You know, I know that's a tough lesson. I know that's a tough lesson, but please, 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 that's all you got to do. If you want to do some hip-hop and some rap and all that kind of stuff, honey, go take you a lesson before you go dropping a single. These people dropping these singles, I'm like, what in the hell did they get this from? You know what I mean? If people put this trap rap, I can't stand that trap rap. Honey, but look, let me tell you something. That's just what it is what it is. So listen, y'all go take you some lessons. If that's what you want to do, that's wonderful if that's what you want to do. But do it, you know, with some class and some style and some grace. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying all of that because Sir Larry is phenomenal. He is phenomenal. Y'all heard the music. He is phenomenal. And see, when I get phenomenal people, you know, on the network, I can't help but to give out some strong life lessons. Okay? And mama is out of time. You know, mama done ran out of time. But listen, this man got a lot of accolades. Now, I don't want to say, I mean, Sir Larry has a lot of accolades, education. You know, he's an educator. You know what I'm saying? He's been places, traveled the world, done a lot of different things. And, honey, you can't help but to push him up higher. You know what I mean? You can't help but to push him up. I'm just telling you what I'm telling you. I'm telling you what I'm telling you. I'm telling you what I know. You know, you don't fall out of bed successful, honey. I don't know what people get that from. You know, the teacher in me just comes. Y'all know I'm an educator, too. And so the teacher in me just comes out when I hear, you know, things like this. You don't fall out of bed cheering successful. You just don't. You don't fall out of bed successful. You know, and then some people that can't be successful the right way, they go the wrong way. You know, they go to knocking folks in the head, you know, and they want to stand on street corners. But, baby, that ain't the way to do things, especially in today's society. You can't stand on no street corner unless you're trying to pick up some kind of disease. You know what I'm saying? So listen, cheering. Listen, cheering. Listen, cheering. Listen, cheering. It's a lot of things you can do to be successful. And Sir Larry is an example. You hear what I'm saying? I'm telling you, Mom is really choked up right about now. So listen, cheering, if you got a dream, if you want to be successful, there's something you can do. You know, you can get your pen, your paper, write some poetry, write something. You know what I'm saying? Write something beside your name. Some people, they can't understand write nothing but their name. But listen, honey, I ain't trying to make fun of nobody. Some people can't, you know, read too well. They can't write too well. But listen, honey, if you can't write nothing but your name, get your name. You know what I'm saying? So what you got to do is find what you can be good at. You know, you can do something. You can be creative. You can make some artwork. You can do something. You know what I'm saying? So that's Mama's lesson. You know, I know that was a strong lesson. I didn't mean to come down too hard on your cheering. But I had to say it. I had to say it. I had to say it. Because Sir Larry just done brought so much up out of me. I'm so glad I got a whole lot of days to do this because I got a whole lot of lessons to teach y'all. If you're willing to listen, if you're willing to listen, cheering, if you're willing to listen, you know, and do something with your life. You can do something with your life, even during now. You know, I know we got COVID and all this kind of stuff. But, honey, some businesses is still standing up even under COVID. You know, pray, babies. Pray, babies. Pray. And the good Lord help you. Now, listen, I'm out of time, and I got to be flying up here, you know, out of here because the engineer is flashing that red light, you know, that red light that you got to go. You got to get up out of here. So, listen, I got to get up out of here. I want y'all to be good to one another. Don't hold no grudges, honey. Don't hold no grudge against nobody. The day is too short, honey. The day is too short. Don't hold no grudge against nobody. You know, love on everybody. If there's something that you got to give somebody, honey, you know, go tell them you forgive them. You know, to ask for forgiveness. You do that, honey, baby. Now, listen, I'm out of time, and I got to be flying up out of here, and we get to do this again tomorrow, honey.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning. You know they hate it.